The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Better believe it. Good morning, everyone, and a whiteout, and it's amazing to look out the weather window, April the 27th, 2024, but how green the lawns are going to look in the next couple of days. Our phone number with one line open, 303-696-1971. It's good to be here. Thank you very much. The first hour was Dave Williams. It was a great hour, and he went after Wadhams, but Wadhams goes after him, and I suggested that could they do a show with me as soon as possible. And Dave said, yeah. And so we'll get a hold of Dick, and I think that should be a whale of a show. Then we had Joe Williams on and Sandy Clough and talked about sports. And so now it's in opens. I wrote a column. I get to write a column for the Chronicle every month. And again, too many. That where I got this was motorcycling in the cold and stupid, but it's motorcycling. So I wrote a column, entitled a column that nobody likes, including me, about how the great hatred emerged between Iran and the United States. 710knus.com is our website, or just 710knus. Click on shows, click on me, read the column, people talking about that. We can speak about the anti-Israel protesting that's taking place. We can talk about the Trump trial that continues, anything you want in open lines. So let's start with Manuel. You're on the radio show. It's a Saturday. Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Good day. Yeah, the reason I was calling is you were talking about Fox and giving all of that money in settlement. I took it piqued my interest because the trial that Trump is going through in New York, Pecker testified that his publication was completely lying about Ted Cruz having his dad be
Castro.
A Cuban.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Castro and all of that stuff. And that's not unusual. From what I've seen, your program is just like that. You guys are always on the Republican bench.
No, wait a second. Stop. You got to stop right there because I've been accused of being exactly the opposite. And when you say you guys, that's plural. Who are you guys?
Dan Kaplan.
Well, Danny works at another radio station.
Well, I know, but you were affiliated with him, and
guilt by association,
No.
Oh,
I don't
yeah. Yeah, well, you just did.
But Peter, you know as well as I do, you have taken a bent. You were for. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought you had hung up.
No, I did not.
You were supporting George Bush going into Afghanistan Iraq.
And I believed the lies. You're absolutely right. I did.
Yeah, and they were lies. And if people would have properly researched, they would have been able to see the lies. But the problem with the media...
Okay.
And the media, especially radio, is so anti-Democrats, pro big money, pro big tax cuts.
Manuel, I would like you to come in here and read the email that I or the text messaging that I've gotten since 9:15 about my positions, and there are nothing that would even be close to what you just said.
You're a Trump supporter. Are you kidding?
I voted for him twice. Yes.
And you'll vote for him this time?
No, I don't. No, I do not think I would do that. No, I won't.
Really? Well, Peter, now in your old age, I think you probably are getting more ethical. And I
listen. That's very impolite to say that it's unethical to do a radio show.
No, it's not unethical to do a radio show.
Thank you.
It's unethical to do a radio show when you're constantly lying to your audience.
And you give me an example of that lie that I've told, and I'll say okay.
Yeah, you are making it sound like poor Donald Trump.
No, when? When have you? Yeah, please come in. I would wish I had the last 4 months of text messaging that I could automatically send to you for saying that I do not believe the election was stolen and we can go from there. I don't know. I don't know what you're listening to, but it ain't this one.
Well, what I've been listening to is right wing, because unfortunately that's the only thing going.
Listen to me, I do a once a week radio show from 9 until 1.
And you do a damn good job, Peter.
Well,
that's why I have listened to you. Because I liked what you were saying, but at least you were intelligent enough to have a good conversation historically. Huh? Sometimes I thought you were distorting history, but at least you
All right, as a final question, would you give me my distortion, what thing I distorted in history?
Oh my gosh! When you were supporting George Bush and those butchers,
I was wrong.
And
matter of fact, this column that I just published, or the Chronicle just published, there's a line in here, and I'll read it to you about my opinion of George Bush. And let me see if I can find it. Following 9/11, George W. Bush, arguably the worst president in my lifetime. I wrote that.
I believe it. Wow, that's great, Peter.
But see, you can change your mind on numbers of topics as more knowledge is given to you. And like so many people, what we heard were lies. And in fact, there's a wonderful book entitled Bright Shining Lie about America and Southeast Asia. So, but, you know, that's the beauty of reading. It's the beauty of having good people work. But at the time, sure. But now we know, for instance, none of the horrible murderers on that day. I just discovered that Muhammad Atta was Egyptian. I didn't know that until my reading 2 weeks ago, when I thought most of them were most of them were Saudis. But I thought Atta was a Saudi. It's not. He was an Egyptian. I'll give you the last comment if you want it.
Sure. Do you remember Richard Mach?
Sure.
Judge Richard Mach?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
I appeared in front of Judge Mach when he was 97 years old.
And?
He died shortly after I appeared in front of him. His mind was clear could be. And Richard could not have gone up the stairs of an airplane, just like George, or I should say, just
Biden.
Like Biden is having.
Yeah,
but in terms of his mental acuity,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, he was top notch.
Listen.
And I honestly believe that Biden has the acuity. Yeah, he's always stuttered. And you know what? Anybody have a good outcome from a disability and be as successful a person as Joe Biden, I take their hats up.
You just watch Joe. And I, with Richard Mach, I was, he had the trial of the Burgess murderers, the violation of Allen's civil rights. And I actually was a witness in that trial, and I got to meet. And I thought Mach was just a remarkable character, but age has nothing to do. Joe Biden has big problems. Please, listen, I enjoyed the call a lot. Take care of yourself. We go to Aaron. Aaron, you're on the radio show. It's Saturday. Good afternoon.
Hey, Peter, man.
Man?
First of all, you know, I mean, when it comes to talk radio, whether it's you or anybody that's out there, you don't have to listen to it. You know, there's a thing called the off and on button.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff I don't even listen to. I mean, when it comes to the media, I don't watch it. I just cut it off. I mean, it's just if it's insulting my intelligence and my common sense, cut it off. And the thing is, though, there was a thing called Air America.
Yeah.
And I believe it was far.
It was a lib. It was a liberal. Two different times that's been attempted, and they both failed.
And they were complete failure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I mean, so in just hearing that, you know, call. I'm thinking if you know you try to get both points of view when it comes to talk radio, and you like you said, it was a complete failure. But yet, conservative talk goes
well,
on.
One of the reasons that conservative talk, and I go back to Limbaugh and what we all owe Limbaugh, mm-hmm. and at the same time, remember Rosen does it here first, but mm-hmm. is that surrounding you, whether it was the newspapers or the local news or national news, they carried with it a liberal bent. And when conservative radio came on the air, mm-hmm. it was a balance and people went for it. I think in a lot of ways now it's been absolutely destroyed. But in that brilliant moment with Limbaugh, and again, I credit Mike Rosen locally, it changed and people looked at it. And that was an alternative to, you know, to fill in the blank, Dan Rather or whoever else you think, or the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News, although one was a little bit more conservative than the other. But I think it filled a void, and they tried to bring on radio that people literally didn't want.
Yeah, you exactly. You know, and obviously, you know, you think about Air America, well, if Air America would still be in air if they were listening
I'm
to
sure.
the show.
Well, of course.
Of course.
Of course. But,
but like you said, it's about ratings.
And they
were turned off by what was coming out of their potholes.
Well, ratings are revenue, and revenue is ratings. Mm-hmm. And then they put that radio Ralph on, and that gassed. And, I mean, it's what it is. I mean, it's a competitive as it well as it should be. And having said that, I follow what you're saying, that, you know, you don't have to listen.
Oh, no, you don't have to listen. And also, Pete, what do you thought about this $95 billion? The country's in trillions and trillions of debt, but billions and billions are leaving America. What do you think about that, Peter?
Well, sure. I mean, we're so far in debt in this country.
No question about it.
And they continue to do what Joe Biden just did, and that was to send even more money abroad into wars we have no business being involved in.
Yeah, sounds like. And you brought up Iraq, and then you bring up Vietnam. You know, the thing is, history does repeat itself.
Of course it does.
The thing is, what was the media? Was there, Peter, was there little to
Well, no, I mean, eventually.
The war in Iraq?
Well, there's a book entitled The Powers That Be, David Halberstam's book. Mm-hmm. And when the moment comes when Walter Cronkite literally stands up, and he never stands up, and, you know, and then the media, well, it's interesting to me to watch these protests on college campuses.
Yeah, what do you think about that? That's
well,
crazy.
It's that, no, again, I mean, that's an echo of what happened on campuses about Vietnam.
Okay.
And it was the same place. Columbia was the epicenter and always has been. It's very left of center school.
But
again, I see the echoes of mm-hmm. of the 66, 67, 68 when that was taking place on college campuses and everything. And mm-hmm. now they're doing it again, the anti-Israeli in the movement. Now, whether good, bad, indifferent, but it is the same.
Yeah, history repeating itself.
Absolutely. And so when you see these, you know, the teach-ins and learn-ins and shutting down schools and shutting down, mm-hmm. that was the 60s. And mm-hmm. So, and again, Columbia, of all places, if you read the history of Columbia University, it's very far left of center school. And who was it? Robert Kraft, that won't send them any more money. And but it's all repetitive. It's all been done before. Mm-hmm. Really has been. You take care of yourself.
All right. You
Thank
too, you. Peter.
All right. We have a line open, 303-696-1971, Danny Kaplis. Dan suggests that, and again, it's true, you should choose a lawyer who shares your values. And because you, again, choose who you, and again, who you choose to represent you, says so much about you to everybody involved in the case. Danny, of course, his dad was a cop, and he's a former seminarian and been a longtime friend. And when our family was going through some stuff and Danny was the lawyer, you know, he might make after-work phone calls to us and talk to us. And Dan is who he is. He's believed to be the only attorney in Colorado history to win five straight multimillion-dollar verdicts in Colorado crash cases, to have won the largest truck crash verdict in Colorado history, official law partner now the Nuggets and the Avalanche. He's just a good guy. You get to know him and you find a really, really decent man. Dan Kaplis Law, serious firm for serious cases, accepts righteous injury cases on percentage fee basis. He can represent good people, all walks of life. 303-770-5551. 303-770-5551. That's a straight in, or call Kaplis Law. And again, you can look on the internet. Danny, of course, CAPLIS.law.com, CAPLIS.law.com. He's the man. Keep rolling. We're doing road. Take a break. All right, we take a break. We'll take everyone's calls after this. It's April the 27th, 2024. 42, there's a whiteout in the city, 710 KNUS. Excuse my voice, but it'll be better by next week. 42 will be the high. I don't think so. It's a whiteout in the city. Denver, Colorado, 710 KNUS. I'm Peter Boyles. Good afternoon, everyone. Lines are, one line's open, 303-696-1971. We go to Gary on line three. Gary, on the show. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Pete. Hey, stay off the motorcycle today. It's
yeah.
Not good out here.
True.
Okay, I'm going to try to string along my thoughts here. You know, I think most people understand that Joe Biden isn't making the decisions. He's just a puppet. And, you know, a lot of Republicans are saying because he's not all there, that's a reason not to vote for him. But people like me, you know, I don't want Trump to be elected, and I'll tell you why in a minute, but I'm not concerned that if Biden's elected, reelected, that he's a puppet and he'll continue to be. And that's fine. I'm not concerned about that because he's not making the calls now, and he won't be making the calls if he's reelected. And same with his vice president. If he were to die, the vice president would become a puppet. So that doesn't concern me. But I'll tell you, my main point is the reason why I don't want Trump to be elected is because I want him to go through the process so that we can feel that he's not above the law. And unless he's not elected, he won't have to go through the trials, the document case and the RICO case in Georgia. And to me, it's more important for us to have him go through the process to prove that he's not above the law, and he'll have to deal with the consequences of his actions the same way you and I would.
Yeah, the Supreme Court, I'm just trying to predict, may, we'll see what happens, offer some protections. But again, with history being a great teacher, it goes back to Nixon, and that was the argument. Would Richard Nixon have to, before he was pardoned, would he have to, you know, stand too? And I don't think for the life of me that if Biden were to be reelected, and I said before, and when you're voting for Biden, actually you're voting for Kamala Harris, because Biden's not, I mean, even if he wins, or if he wins, he won't be there. He just can't be. And he is, and that means really the Kamala Harris is who you're voting for. Having said that, will Trump be offered a pardon by Kamala Harris or Joe Biden? I hardly doubt it. So,
well, yeah, and they couldn't, they couldn't pardon him from the state case in Georgia.
No.
And like I said, I'm okay with Kamala Harris. You know, I don't think she'd be a great president, but she wouldn't be calling the shots.
That's
same as Biden.
Well, it's still it's two bad choices. And if you look back on other elections where there were, you know, reasonable choices on both sides and you could choose, but I don't know what happens now. It's totally in free fall. And
yeah, well, Trump seems to think that he can, his ratings, his election chances will improve as a result of what he's going through.
No.
I think it's the opposite, because he comes out and he plays himself as a victim.
Yeah.
And although I believe this current lawsuit is BS, it's the other two that,
well,
that I want you know, him to have to go through.
Well, some of it, I think, is a morality play. Anybody that believes that he didn't have sex with these two women, I got a bridge in Brooklyn. But at the same time, when I hear Trump callers or Trump supporters, none of that matters. But it surely mattered with Bill Clinton. But, I mean, it's, again, it's on, you know, what side of the fence you're on. But Trump in the Manhattan Criminal Court in New York, I don't know if it helps or hurts. There, Trump supporters say it helps. Trump people like you say, no, it doesn't help. But this will come to a head. It will.
Yeah, they're gonna have a hard time tying it to the federal case. That's where it's going to fall apart.
But again, just this last week, when they all got hit again in Arizona, that Arizona grand jury indicts Meadows and Giuliani and Trump allies, and my favorite guy, John Eastman, gets indicted again, and he'd been debanked, and he was disbarred, and he's been RICO'd. And when Dave Williams was with us this morning, I said, I'm told that they're urging people to send him money. And Dave said no, was sending it to the GOP funding. But why this guy was
That was a great response when Dave said he's no longer representing our party, and you said, yeah, because he's not a lawyer anymore.
He's not a lawyer anymore. All right, man, we're rolling. Thank you. We go to Nick on line one. Good afternoon, Nick. You're on the show. Thank you.
Hello.
I can't hear you.
I'll have to call back. Sorry.
No, wait. You can't call. You're clean. Go ahead. Go ahead. It just broke. Go ahead.
Hello?
You're up. Your voice is clean. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I just have a couple of comments about the Israeli-Palestinian problem.
Okay.
And I think it really boils down to, and I know it's politically incorrect and you can't say it anymore, but there's a problem with Islam. And there's plenty of references in the Quran where it's all right to be prejudiced against Jews. And I think that's the core issue. And just the way the Christian world had to try to clean up its act in the Reformations, they need a reformation in Islam. Now, I know you said they had one. Well, it didn't go well, so they need another one.
Well, they went the other way. They had
it did.
Yeah.
So maybe they need another one, because there'll never be any peace if you have generation after generation after generation brought up to hate Jews and say it's perfectly all right to kill them.
But come back full circle. I mean, because when you read them and you can read their opinion of why, it's Zionism itself was the enemy. It has been the enemy. And what Islam thinks or doesn't think seems to vary all the time. And like I said in the piece is, remember the Iranians are Shia. They're not Sunni. And to the person that doesn't pay attention, oh, that's nothing. Yeah, it's everything. It means an awful lot. The Middle East or the itself is something that that as much as I read and a little bit that I've traveled and the people that I listen to, I honestly, honestly, Nick, it is such a quagmire. And I don't know if there's a way out or even a way in.
Well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Historically, because I know you are a firm believer in reading history and trying to get the lessons from history correctly.
Absolutely.
The Palestinians have been offered at least six different times a Palestinian state where all their conditions were met, and they turned it down. Sure. How do you explain that?
Well, there's a great line that runs, and it says, the Palestinians never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. Donald Trump had a great idea for the Palestinians. And now, as you've seen, the vote has now come in, although the U.S. goes the other way, to really create them as a country. The Palestinians, I always said, if you look at Israel, and it almost looks like Mr. Peanut, and West Bank's on one side and Gaza's on the other side, where the peanut body bends in, you're right about Oslo Accords and everything that I read about, but there's something part that's missing. And in essence, they want back what they say is theirs. It's not going to happen. So now.
No, it's not. And anyway, I lost my train
of
thought.
No. It's a good call. It's a good call. Please.
They were offered, historically, they were offered a state at least six times, maybe eight,
but
all the conditions were met and they turned it down.
But it was a state under I don't want to say control, but with an overseer. And what if you, again, they want their own country, but it has to be part of another country. And they say, well, that's what happened to them in 48, and then that's what happened to them when Balfour Declaration and what happened to him. And it's interesting that when you read both sides, in many ways, they're arguing the same thing. And now after what's taken place in Gaza, I can't see a way out for anybody right now. Can you?
No, I think the Israeli look, in my humble opinion, every death that is occurring because of this conflict lies at the doorstep of Hamas. They started this war.
But before it was the PLO, and before that it was Black September, and before that it was Al-Fatah, and before that. It's who's there as we speak. But if you go back again, after 48 and 49, and begin to read, you know, different, and Hezbollah is now involved, and there was Black September, there was the PLO, another organization of the Palestinians, there was Al-Fatah, and, you know, it's just a different face on the same creature.
Well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
We essentially had a two-party state when Hamas took over and was ruling Gaza. They were all, whatever Jews were living there prior to 2005, 2006, they were forced to leave and go back to Israel. So they had a two-party state, Israel on one side of the fence and Gaza on the other.
Yep.
Look how that turned out.
Well, only thing that ever proved to me is that walls work. It was like when people say that Trump's wall wouldn't work, I always said, no, it would work, because there's places in the world where walls work. And that's one of them.
Exactly.
No, that's one of them. I remember their Berlin Wall. That worked. The DMZ in Korea, it worked. No, they work. The walls work. But that's
the only thing. Sometimes people on what I call the wrong side of the issue, they'll take a good idea and take it to its illogical conclusion and say, look, walls don't work.
No, of course they do.
That's not true. They work
of course
in
they
conjunction
do.
With everything else.
Sure. I mean, the Iron Curtain worked, whether you liked it or not. The Berlin Wall worked, whether you like it or not. If you go to see the little between Gaza and Israel, there's a wall. It's a big one. And the Egyptians have one on the other side. No, I mean, I love your call. I there's moments you just literally don't have answers. And one of the things that we're taught in reading is to make sure you understand. Well, the biggest mistake that the Bushes made or other people made, Lyndon Johnson made, they never understood the other side. And that is not true with, you know, if you read about the Americans in the Second World War, you know, whether it was the Joint Chiefs or whomever, they understood. They understood the Japanese, at least, you know, to the best of their ability. They understood the Nazis. They really did. And they knew what
interestingly, in the Second World War, the supreme Japanese naval commander was this Oroko Yamamoto, and you know him.
Yes, I do.
He lived in this country for a couple of years. He spoke English. He actually went to Harvard, which is a shitty university. Yeah, but that's beside the point.
He understood
the American mind.
Yeah. Played poker.
He understood America fairly well. And when the Joint Chiefs of their comparison asked him, when he put the Pearl Harbor attack together, what are our chances of winning this war? And you know what he said. He said, I can guarantee you success for the first 5 or 6 months. Yeah. After that, the outcome is uncertain.
Yeah, it's true.
So he knew, he understood that, you know, if Japan couldn't win the war right away or within the first 6 months.
But that was the plan. The plan was to, we say now shock and awe, but the plan was to do what they did at Pearl and then to sue for peace. But remember that it's Adolf Hitler declares war on the United States, not the other way around. And so in the days following Pearl Harbor, when FDR makes his declaration of war, it's, I think, 5 or 6 days after that, Adolf Hitler, making one of his many mistakes, declares war against the United States. And, you know, after they took on the Soviets, well, they're doomed at that point. I mean, it's almost like the really smart people that can watch a poker hand and can tell you who's going to win it before the game's over. And it was a very difficult thing to do, but, you know, you could explain it quickly. We're going to kill, we're going to win, we're going to do this, we're going to destroy that, you know, whether it was the fascist or the Nazis or the Imperial Japanese. And there's a book that I keep putting down and picking back up again. It's called The Tokyo Trials, about why, what was the difference between Nuremberg and putting on the trials in Tokyo. Two different, totally different things. I mean, I love your call. It's a good call, Nick. I don't have an answer.
Take care.
All right, everybody. 303-696-1971. There is one line open, two lines open. Lou Gonzalez, Peter Boyles, April 27th. Good afternoon. Now, low testosterone and improving your sleep, your workouts, your energy levels, and so much more. But what about your sex life? I mean, you're an old guy, right? Be honest. Low testosterone can have a significant impact on intimacy because, like, you're an old guy like me. If you're in a relationship or wanting to be in a relationship, a low sex drive really can be a problem. And here's the good news. Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic, my friend Jeff Dillon, take the low T quiz on their website. It's a simple 10-question quiz, yes or no's, and it takes 2 minutes. Then schedule a meeting with Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic. You can call easy number 720-440-7900, 720-440-7900, 720-440-7900. Simple. Make an appointment. Go and see them. Simple from there. It's the cost of the appointment's $99. Includes medical consultations, T and PSA tests. And if you sign up for the treatment the day of your appointment, your visit's free. You'll be amazed at how terrific they are. Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic, serving the Front Range of Colorado for a decade, and these are my guys. 720-440-7900, Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic.com. What do you want to do, Lou? Keep rolling? Break. Lou says break, we break. A little of both right there. Good afternoon, everyone, on a Saturday. I'm Peter Boyles, April 27th, and it's white out in downtown. And white out here, 42 the high. I don't think so. We have a line open that's gearing up for spring. Arvada Army Navy Surplus, a wonderful place. Been there. Serving customers in Old Town Arvada since 1984. Great spring deals going on now. Check out the inventory for men's and women's sandals and flip-flops. It's a hard one to sell on today, right? Hey, how about them flips? But from Reef and from Teva and from Soft, get great prices on 1, 2, and 4-man Lynx backpacking tents from Alps Mountaineering. Great deals on zero-degree mummy bags. You need one of those, $65. 20-degree sleeping bags for minus 20 degrees for $60 from Ledge Outdoor. Stephen and the guys, the staff, knowledgeable, and they know what they're doing, assist you in finding all the gear that's right for you for your next spring adventures. The store is a really cool place. I love Army Surplus stores. This is the best. Arvada Army Navy Surplus, historical military gear they have on display. Kids, grandkids, learn something. Stop by and see them, Old Town Arvada, or check them out, ArvadaSurplus.com. ArvadaSurplus.com, ArvadaSurplus.com. All right, we go to Jesse. Jesse, you're on a radio show coming up on time. Good afternoon.
Happy Saturday, Peter, to you and to everyone that's listening.
Oh, thank you, man.
Okay, so I had a comment or a question. I don't know. So do you think that, if Democrats do win, do you think it's going to be like a fourth term for Obama?
You know, people say that. I can't say one way or the other, but Joe Biden is more like Barack Obama than he is the other way.
Because, say if something does happen to Joe, and all of a sudden the savior comes in, Michelle Obama, and then she's gonna try to convince people that they're gonna be the double women. Crew that, and then it's going to try to make, people say, oh, wow, the first double women team, maybe we should have
voted for them. If something were to happen to Joe Biden, let's say he wins in November, and then the Constitution is already set up on what happens after that. And then when Spiro Agnew, it's the best example I can give you, when Spiro Agnew had to resign, then Nixon got to pick his next vice president, which was eventually Gerald Ford. So there, it's already set up that if she becomes president, and Gerald Ford really does become president, and then he picks, so it's set up for whatever. Then they could bring her in, obviously. She could turn around and ask her to join her as VP. So, but
and maybe that would be an idea that Barack Obama would say, "Hey, let's make everything look better by the double women team." And every time that Democrats go in, they always want to buy off everyone, giving them stimulus checks and stuff.
Oh, sure.
But I'm thinking that maybe since the dollar is devaluating, maybe people should start, if they can't buy gold. I started buying Kuwaiti dinar.
It's the great hedge is gold. Gold has been proven to really genuinely hold the line. But I have it's anything's possible. But said earlier, if you're voting for Joe Biden, I believe you're voting for Kamala Harris.
Yeah, that's true. But that makes people want to, wonder why Republicans are becoming so weak and stuff. And this guy before, a couple, maybe half hour or so ago, that said to, donate to the Republican team. I mean, if they were tough and would stand up to the Democrats, then they deserve, for all that help. But, look at, even the House Speaker, maybe the Democrats convinced him, hey, if you vote for this bill for all three wars, then you're going to get a certain amount of a billion or whatever, and that convinced them, you know, the fam pockets.
If anybody trusts either side, I like so many people, you can love your country, but boy, you just, you know, the, what the government has been capable of doing and continues to be capable. I had a conversation with Chuck Bonner while we were talking about how we're learning now what the CIA was doing and what these nefarious organizations were doing in the 50s and 60s. What are they doing now? If they were doing that then, what are they doing now? And it's chilling. It doesn't go anywhere. Take care of yourself. Good call, man.
Okay,
thanks, Jess. Thank you. 303-696-1971. We're coming up on time. It's a good show. And Lou's working on it now. We had Dave Williams on, the head of the Colorado Republican Party and congressional hopeful. And Dick Wadhams has gone after him on the show, and he went after Dick. And I said, hey, why don't you guys – and Dave was willing. Dave Williams was willing to appear with Dick, and I'm sure – well, I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but that would be a show. Also, the column that – I wrote that was in the Chronicle this month, and you can go to 710knus.com or go to the Chronicle itself, Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle, and I entitled the column a column that nobody likes, including me, but it's more about, you know, why do the Iranians dislike us? And I mean, not dislike us, why do the Iranians hate us? And, you know, it's historically factual. We have to start to look at some of those things. There's a new book now on Saddam and the CIA that I'm reading, and it's equally as scary. And what the CIA did and what they knew and who they supported in the Iran-Iraq war and what happened in the United States when they duly elected and secular government gets overthrown. They don't, you know, as we say all the time, you may not know this, but they do. You may not remember it, but they do. You may not think it's important, but they do. And it's, as I mentioned, you can, I said, you can get a degree in history. You get an arts degree. You have a, you know, an MA or an undergrad, a Bachelor of Arts, a BA. But you don't get a science degree. There's a reason that history is interpretive. And you can't interpret two and two equals other than four. That's why they have a degree in science. That if you ask somebody in the PRC what's two and two, they'll tell you it's four. But if you ask them about the Korean War, they could tell you something altogether different. So you can't interpret two and two equals other than four. It can't be five, and it can't be three. It has to be four. But in history, two and two can equal five, or for that matter, 105. So why did the Iranians hate the United States of America? And the short answer is, and there's long answers and short answers, but again, you can read the column, and I'm getting a lot of, or I really love the column, and a lot of, I really hate the column, so you know you've done something right. So again, I would say, so take a look, 710knus.com, click on shows, and the piece is entitled, A Column That Nobody Likes, Including Me. We're coming up where we are, Lou. How much time? We got 40 seconds. Thank you to Joe the Hitman Williams and Sandy Clough, and also to Dave Williams for coming on the show. And he threw the gauntlet down for Dick Wadhams to join him on the show. That would be a good show. So take care of yourselves. The weather's bad. Roads are bad. I'm not dressed for success. Stay off of motorcycles when it's really cold and windy, and then you don't get this voice. All right, everybody, 42 stays the same. I don't know. I don't think we'll see 42, but comes back a little bit tomorrow, and it comes back in middle week, and the lawns are going to look real, real green, and we'll be back in springtime in the Rockies. All right, Lou, 3, 2, 1, play a little bit of music. There we go. All right, take care, you guys. Thanks for listening to the show.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.